Quantum by Manjeet Kumar, continued, Disc 6. Chapter 6. The Prince of Duality. "Science is an old lady who does not fear mature men," his father had once said. But he, like his elder brother, had been seduced by science. Prince Louis-Victor Pierre Raymond de Broglie, a member of one of France's leading aristocratic families, had been expected to follow in the footsteps of his illustrious forebears. The de Broglie family, originally from Piedmont, had served French kings as soldiers, statesmen, and diplomats with high distinction since the middle of the 17th century. In recognition of the service he had rendered, an ancestor was given the hereditary title of Duke in 1742 by Louis XV. The Duke's son, Victor François, inflicted a crushing defeat on an enemy of the Holy Roman Empire, and a grateful emperor rewarded him with the title of Prince. Henceforth, all of his descendants would be either a prince or princess. So it was that the young scientist would one day be both a German prince and a French duke. It is an unlikely family history for the man who made a fundamental contribution to quantum physics, which Einstein described as the first feeble ray of light on this worst of our physics enigmas. The youngest of the four surviving children, Louis was born in Dieppe on 15 August 1892. In keeping with their elevated position in society, the de Broglies were educated at the ancestral home by private tutors. While other boys might have been able to recite the names of the great steam engines of the day, Louis could recite the names of all the ministers of the Third Republic. To the amusement of the family, he began giving speeches based upon the political coverage in the newspapers. With a grandfather who had been prime minister, before long, a great future as a statesman was predicted for Louis, recalled his sister Pauline. It might have been the case had his father not died in 1906, when he was 14. His elder brother Maurice, at 31, was now the head of the family. As tradition demanded, Maurice had pursued a military career but had chosen the Navy rather than the Army. At Naval College, he excelled at science. As a promising young officer, he found a Navy in a period of transition as it prepared for the 20th century. Given his scientific interests, it was only a matter of time before Maurice became involved in attempts at establishing a reliable ship-to-ship wireless communication system. In 1902, he wrote his first paper on radioelectric waves, and, despite the opposition of his father, it strengthened his determination to leave the Navy and devote himself to scientific research. In 1904, after 9 years in the service, he quit the Navy. 2 years later, his father was dead, and he had to shoulder new responsibilities as the sixth Duke.